Good morning, church. I will bring obedience to you. It's definitely been interesting. I've truly allowed the Holy Spirit to guide me through my preparations and my deliverance to you. This week has been tough for me and my family. As you see, Jalen walked in towards Achilles in a training camp. My wife was hit on the causeway on Thursday. She's all right. She's all right. The car's all right. But right after the causeway? Before the causeway. I got to make sure I get the story right. Amen, church. The first thing that I think about, Brother Ambrose, is you are really alive. Amen. Amen. It's not. Testing, 1, 2, 3. So listen, I'm going to tell you what's going on, okay? The devil does not care if we go to church. He don't care. What he cares is that we have a relationship with God and we're in church. Amen, church. Tough week. I should have known that it was going to get tough when you're talking about obedience. Amen, church. We've talked about so far about the mindset of preparation and the going into prayer, letting the Holy Spirit allow you to listen to the Holy Spirit speak to you. We've talked about that there's certain things we have to do to be obedient. We have to study a portion of God's word every day to continue to be obedient. Today we're going to talk about the will of God. The will of God. This is probably the only scripture I read today. Daniel 6:1-5. I'm not going to read it. I'm going to let you read it. Then I'm going to narrate Daniel's story in the lion's den. Very interesting story. Now, church, when I prepare myself, I truly let the Holy Spirit guide me. I've never spoke on Daniel's 6:1 and him being in the lion's den. I've never spoke on it. All right, just verse 4 and 5. I'm gonna let you read it. And as you read it, I want you to prepare your mind to go in devotion with me where we can praise God in spirit and in truth. Daniel's name comes from the Hebrew. God is my judge. How can all this stuff just all of a sudden just fit in? You know what I'm saying? It fits in. Daniel was born in Jerusalem but was taken captive to Babylon as a young man. Come from a noble family and was good looking. So in other words, Daniel had it all. Sharp. Light on the eyes. Daniel was just that guy. Have you ever just been around somebody who was just, he was that guy. And that's who Daniel was. Daniel and his friends were faithful in their works and faithful to God. They had knowledge and understanding. The reason why I put this here, Daniel and his friends. Daniel and his buddies. Daniel had surrounded himself with people that was like-minded like he was. There was no different from his friends and Daniel. See, because sometimes when you want the Holy Spirit to reach out and tell you something, you want somebody that's like-minded like you. You want somebody that shares the same values as you. The administrators plotted against Daniel because he was good. All right. Daniel was one of the three administrators that was picked to be in this position because Daniel was a great guy. Daniel did everything right. Daniel did everything that he was supposed to do, and Daniel was one of those guys that if you was his boss, you wanted Daniel. You wanted Daniel on your team. You wanted Daniel calling your plays. You wanted Daniel right beside you when you were in time of need. Daniel was a guy that was just in awe of God. But the Bible says the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. Why was Daniel being attacked by his colleagues? Why was Daniel being persecuted by his colleagues? Well, first of all, the colleagues was trying to steal money from the King Darius. They were trying to be corrupt in their will of business. Daniel, who he is, wasn't good for business for the other administrators. He wasn't good for business. He wasn't good for the things they were trying to get accomplished. Why Daniel? Why not Daniel? Amen, church. Why not Daniel? Daniel was so good. The administrators knew they had a plot against Daniel. They had to figure out a way where they could get Daniel. The writer Paul says it best. The good I do, evil is still present. So Daniel, how can we get Daniel? How can we set him up? You know, every day, Daniel prays in the morning. Every day, Daniel prays to this God in the afternoon. Every day, Daniel. Praise God at the evening time. Every day. Culture. Repeating a habit. Over and over again. Culture, repeating a habit over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. They couldn't get Daniel. They couldn't find a natural cause to get Daniel. He was sharp. He had knowledge, wisdom. He knew how to maneuver. Daniel was good for the king's business. But they had to plot They had the plot. How can we get him? How can we get them? We got to find a way to get him. He's bad for business. So they went to King Darius. And they said, King, King, King. We think it'd be good for you. For 30 days, then nobody can just praise but you. Nobody else can be praised but your name, Darius. Then there was three administrators. But there's only two there. There's three administrators, but there's only two that was there. They convinced Darius, King Darius, to sign this decree. So for the next 30 days, the only person you can praise is King Darius. So when King Darius signed this creed, all of a sudden it hit him. Where was Daniel? Why wasn't Daniel part of this decree? Where was he at? Then he started thinking, they're trying to set Daniel up. So King Darius tried his best to overturn what he has done. He knew he had made a mistake. I did not do this right. I made a mistake. How can I overcome this? How can I get this corrected? No, I can't do this to him. I can't take him and put him in the lion's den because he's going to continue to pray to God. He's going to pray to his God. How can I do? I did the wrong thing. But there was nothing that King Darius could do. He dropped the ball. Flat out dropped the ball. It was the morning time. And Daniel was on the second floor, the higher floor. He was facing Jerusalem. And he was praying to his God. And the naysayers, the people that didn't like Daniel, knew that he was violating a creed. He was violating one of the rules. He was not being obedient to the country's rule. They had to get him. He's in violation. It didn't matter that he was doing the will of God. He wasn't doing what the king signed. They went and picked Daniel up. And King Darius told Daniel there was nothing he could do. That his hands was tied up. And Daniel had to go to the lion's den. So it was time to take Daniel to the lion's den. And King Darius is just, he was hurting his heart. He had known he had dropped the ball. He had done a bad thing. But he tells Daniel, your God will save you. Your God will provide for you. Your God will make this right. So they took a man that has done no wrong. They took a man that had not done anything to anybody, a true professional. And they put him in the lion's den. And they put the big stone that closed in the lion's den. They said Darius went back to his home. He said he couldn't sleep at night, that night, tossing and turning, turning and tossing, wondering what went wrong. And as Daniel entered the lion's den, I told you he was light on the eyes. He probably had Bond 9 on, a fragrance that the cologne that just, when you smell it, it's just like, ah. He probably had a haircut probably like Cole. Just kind of slick to the side a little bit. Aerodynamic for a soccer game today. He probably had on some outfit that spoke of a man that sits high in the politic realm of things. What do you think the first thing Daniel did when he entered the lion's den? He dropped to his knees with his palms up, praising God. Now let's make this a little bit more modern. First of all, I'm going into the lion's den. That means it's not good. It's not good. In his body language, said it was good. His body language said, I'm not worried. I don't have any concerns. This is the will of God. All right. Well, you know, you have a sovereign will. You have a God's will of command. Matthew 26 and 39, he went on a little farther and bowed with his face to the ground, praying, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine. That's Jesus. I want your will to be done. Daniel had a life where it was all about God. Daniel had a life where he understood he had the mercy of God. He understood he had the favor of God. He understood that he had the love of God. So it wasn't no problem for him standing on the same page to having the will of God. I could see the lions looking at this man. And they said the angels came down. He didn't need no angels. He didn't need no angels. He understood the will of God. The lions was not going to attack Daniel. They didn't have a choice. This guy was so smooth, the lions didn't even roar. The lions had no idea. They were not going to attack him because his body language said, peace be still. Amen. See, when we understand what God has in our life, if we ask God, first of all, what is thy will for me? Do we do that? Do we go to God in prayer? Do we talk to the Holy Spirit in prayer and ask him, what is your will for me? But you know what we'll do, church? I got to start with me. My will. My will. How would I handle the situation? I know me. I know how I would have been. I probably would have been in there, and I'd probably been trying to fight the lions. I probably would have went in there and my skin would have been tight and I'd probably did some push-ups before I went in there and I'd have got ran out of the lion's den. Dead. Amen, church. But Daniel's mindset, his focus was on the will of God. They said that King Darius could not sleep. He was worried the whole night. But they said that Daniel was curled up, sleeping with the lions. He was curled up with the lions, sleeping with the lions. Amen. What type of faith does that take? That's a lot of faith. Where the lions did not even make any noise. I'm going somewhere, church. In our life, church, how many times are we going to be in the lion's den? How many of us are in the lion's den right now? Amen. Amen. How do we handle being in the lion's den? Church, we got to allow God to guide us. This week, we finished our spring practice. And one of the last plays of a spring practice, we had a two-minute drill. And we were up by 4 points with 39 seconds to go in the game. Talking about situations. And they had to score a touchdown to win the game. And we had to hold them. All right? So the first thing we tell our players is, if we get a turnover, get down. Surrender. And that's what we call it, surrender. So we're in a huddle, and I'm in a surrender. Make sure we get down. Make sure we get down. We get a turnover. Let's get down. The game is won. They have no more timeouts. We can run the clock out. The game, the victory's won. And one of my players picks the ball off, and he wants to be primetime Deion Sanders. Now, the instructions were to get down. You get down, we're protected, we win the football game. That's the goal. That's our will. That's the team's will. He doesn't do that. So guess who comes running on the field? I wasn't nice either. Because I saw three teams last year lose football games on the same situation. And because we're not into detail on a situation like that, you lose games. When you lose too many games, you don't have a job. Amen. So it's just like in life with us. If we don't understand his will, and we're not obedient to God's plan in our life, there's repercussions. Amen, church. There's going to be problems. But watch this. Daniel's in the lion's den. And Darius comes out in the morning. And Darius is like, Daniel! You ever heard of Luther Vandross? Ted a pen of grass? I'm telling my age right here. Well, I can imagine Daniel shouting, King Darius, you're alive! King Darius, you're alive. Daniel, you're alive. But Daniel is reaching his voice to King Darius and letting him know that I'm alive. King Darius gets Daniel out the lion's den. He gets him out the lion's den. He asks for his security to go get everybody that plotted against Daniel. He gets everybody that plotted against Daniel, and he puts them in the lion's den. Now, the lions hadn't ate all night. Amen, church. The Bible records that the people that plotted against Daniel's didn't even make it to the ground. That they was devoured before their bodies could even touch the ground of the den. The power of God, when you operate under the will of God. I'm going to say it again, church. Y'all didn't get that one. You did. You got it, sir. You definitely felt me on that. The power of God, when you operate with the will of God, when you operate under the will of God, it becomes easy. Monday, I get a phone call from Jalen, and I text him. Don't ask why. Don't ask why. You are a warrior. You understand the will of God. So what's going to happen? Faith. You already know you're going to get mercy. You're going to get grace. But you got to do your part. Faith without works is dead. Daniel is a great example of us. Because Daniel could have quit. Daniel knew the people plotted against him. Listen to what Daniel told Darius. He said, Darius, King Darius, I know I did no wrong. I know I have not caused any problems. I know I have been faithful to you. I know there was no reason for me to be in the lion's den. But watch this, church. The king had put out another creed, and it said, honor the God that Daniel serves. And if it wasn't the will of God, Daniel had to go into the lion's den. He had no choice. And sometimes in our storms and tribulations, our trials and tribulations, we have to go in the lion's den. But you got two choices. Are you operating under the will of God? Or are you operating on your will? And that's a major difference. And I challenge you to understand the will of God. You have to get in the Word of God. My last little deal, and I'm going to sit down. I don't know why my Apple Music has not been working in a month. I tried to give it my credit card. It would not take the credit card. And I'm trying to figure out what is going on with my Apple Music. Church, do y'all know why my Apple Music is not working for this month? Because God wanted me focused on my message. I'm going to go out there today. I'm going to fly to Georgia to go watch Georgia practice. And I bet you my Apple Music will be on. Hey, I'm serious. You know, in the morning I might get up and let me put my music in for at least 10 minutes before I start my devotion. No. I've been getting all the 52 minutes of devotion. All of it. But guess what, though? I had to hear the Holy Spirit. I had to hear it. We were in the lion's den this time last year. 2-10. Had to make changes. Now we've got the bling. Amen. Being obedient to God's word. And it's that simple. We make everything so complicated in life. This message has really touched me. I lied because I got to get one more in. I'm sorry. And it's like with my wife now. When she speaks to me about something, I'm on it. I got her yesterday. She asked me something, I told her, and she didn't think I was going to do it. And I looked at her like, I thought you was my Holy Spirit. And all she could do was laugh. She back there smiling, but it's the truth. But church, really, get yourself where you're locked in. Get yourself where you have study time. Where you have, like you said in Matthew chapter, right before he gave us the Lord's Prayer and told us that it was God's will. Get away. Study on your own. I promise you, you will become a better Christian. You will become a better person. You will become a child of God the way you need to be. Because at the end of the day, the good I do, evil is still present. No matter how good I do, evil is right around the corner. I mean, Daniel tells the king, I've never done wrong to you. I've never done wrong. I'm a model citizen. I'm protecting your money so those guys can't steal it. But the plot still got thickened. And we got to understand that we have an adversary that's going to attack us. And if we don't understand the will of God, if we don't understand and allow the Holy Spirit to dwell inside of us, if we don't understand the obedience that we need to fight this guy, because I'm going to tell you, he got a game plan on every one of us. He has a written contract on every one of us. He knows every one of our weaknesses. And he knows our strengths as well. Church, I appreciate this month. And I will tell you guys this. I got better in this last month. I cleaned up things that I was doing. Amen, amen, church. Amen. And I'm just going to challenge you. Be ready. Be ready. Because you never know when the time comes that you have to be ready and you're not ready. I'd rather be ready and not get an opportunity than to get an opportunity and not be ready. Amen. Let's go to God and Father in prayer. Dear Father God, we acknowledge you. We thank you for thy will. We thank you for this church and our leadership, our members. Father, continue to bless us. Continue to allow us to study a portion of thy word. We thank you for this United States for giving us the ability to be able to have Christianity liberally. Father, we thank you for our trials and tribulations. Father, we ask you for wisdom. We know you greater than giveth, greater than not. Father, we just thank you again for just allowing us to come together 7 days before Easter. Father, we know that all good that works for those that love the Lord, and we continue to just give you the glory and all the praise and all the mercy and just everything we can give you, Father. Father, thank you for the trials and the tribulations. Thank you for the trials and the tribulations. Father, we allow you to put it on our backs, but we don't have to because you have our back. Father, thank you for the things you've done for everyone at this church. Father, we come with such honor to be able to praise you and to petition prayers to you, Lord Jesus. Father, just thank you in the name of Jesus. If you're in agreement, please say amen.